At the end of the Perashah in Shemini, we learn about the signs of kosher animals and non-kosher animals. And the Torah tells us three different terminologies regarding animals that do not have split hooves. One pasuk says, Uparsa enenu mafris. Another pasuk says, Ufarsa lo yafris. And the third pasuk says, Ufarsa lo hifrisa. The one pasuk is written in the present, Ufarsa enenu, it doesn't have split hooves. One pasuk is written in the future terminology, Ufarsa lo yafris, it won't split. And the third pasuk is written in the past tense, Ufarsa lo hifrisa, it was not split. Rav Yisrael Salanta learns from the Torah, writing it in all three tenses, a very important law or practice regarding human beings. From here he learns that we cannot reject something or someone unless there is no hope for him at all. Not in the present, not in the past, and not in the future. For example, there might be a person that might not be so acting the proper way, or even so religious at the present time, but Rav Yisrael Salanta says, you have to look at his past. Maybe he has a respectable heritage. Maybe he comes from a good lineage. And therefore, there's a chance, maybe he'll come around. Or maybe you have to look at the future. Maybe he'll change in the future. Rejection is only justified only if there's no redeeming feature in the person. Not in the past, not in the present, not in the future. And that's why when the Torah gives us the signs of unkosher animals, it tells us it wasn't, it isn't, and it won't be. Then already it's not kosher. But if there's a chance in any one of the tenses that it'll be good, then already it's kasher. And that's regarding human beings. You always have to give them the benefit of the doubt, and you always have to say, even though right now he might not be okay, but maybe in the future he will be okay, or maybe, like we said, he has a respectable past, and therefore that earns him credibility, that gives him a chance that he might change around. And even in a case where a person is, like we said, has no hope at all, it's not the past, present, or future, still the Gemara says you have to push him away, reject him with the left hand, and bring him around with the right hand. Which means still, you have to try to bring the person back. And the Torah is teaching you a great lesson of how tolerant you have to be with people, so long as there's a chance for them to make teshubah.